There's another union today here in WA not too happy with the state government, and that's the State School Teachers Union, who continue to chase a wage rise of about 4% a year for 2 years. Now, the union says it's staring down the barrel of unprecedented teacher shortages in the classroom, especially in regional schools, and it wants to see the end of the public sector wage cap of $1,000 a year. Matt Jarman is the Vice President of the union. He joins us this morning. G'day, Matt.
G'day, Liam. How are you?
Matt, good, thanks. Thanks for talking to us. This wage cap has been around in the public sector, as you well know, for 4 years. Why do you think it's time to end it now?
It's got to end now, Liam. The wages cap was something that we accepted when the fiscal challenges, I suppose, of the state government came into play 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago now. We accepted that. The government has repaired the budget. We applaud the state government for doing that. But it's now time to reduce the pay stress on our members, both teachers and school leaders, both, as you said before, regionally and here in the metropolitan area.
Is it a competition between teaching and mining at this stage? Matt, how do you see it?
Oh, look, I do think that there are some very attractive offers being put out there by the mining sector, which will lure more people out of all sorts of industries. And where you are being offered $100,000 or $120,000 to go and do a job which has far less responsibility, has no take-home at night work or on the weekends, and maybe even one where you can go and watch your kids play sport, as well, rather than the workload demands that we see of the modern teacher and school leader, then, yeah, I do think we are in competition. And we also don't have the important pipelines that we had pre-pandemic of interstate and international teachers coming in to support our system.
So you want a slice of that big budget surplus the state has delivered. Hasn't Mark McGowan already spent most of that trying to fix health?
I'm not quite sure exactly how much of that $5.6 billion that has been, but we also have, in the forward estimates, billions of dollars in surplus to come as well, which is why we feel comfortable that the 4% each year over 2 years is manageable by the budget. It's an issue across the entire public sector. And nonetheless, I think it's time we started to recognise that the workload and the demands on our staff in our schools, which has been highlighted by COVID, it was there before COVID, of course, needs to be recognised in the budget.
That's 8%, you know, over 2 years. It's a fair whack. I mean, obviously, that's your ambit claim. There's a bit of room to move there, isn't there?
There would have to be, because it is something that we would be negotiable to. But I fear, Liam, that we're going to end up with a mid-year review with a number, you know, such as, you know, a one in front of it, rather than a number that is acceptable to our members. And a number so low as that, then I can see that our members simply won't accept that.
Speaking of low numbers, what do you reckon you'll be short at the start of the school year next year? Any update on the problem?
Yeah, the teacher shortage is very real. We know that we've got members who are looking to retirement early. It's simply driven by workload. This part of the problem is not so much wage, but we need to look after the people we've got in our schools better, no matter what role they fill. And honestly, we're not going to keep the people we've got if we keep on drumming up the workload.
How are we going for your mandatory vaccination? You've got to February the 1st, haven't you?
Yeah, and we surveyed our members in September. At that point, 53% of them already had full vaccination, so they were ahead of the state curve at that time. I dare say that our members have agreed, by and large, with our support of the health order that we've had from the very beginning. We have lost members, and that's unavoidable, but we've lost, last numbers I saw, you know, less than 1%. So I think, by and large, our members and our workforce is not suffering the shortage because of COVID. Mm. It's simply because of workload.
Yeah. Workload, and career.
Workload and wages, and you're right, career.
Career aspirations, yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Matt, thanks for joining us this morning. Good on you. Good luck with your negotiations with the government. I think you'll need it.
Good on you. Thanks, Liam.
Matt Jarman, Vice President of the State School Teachers Union. What do you think? Do you support the teachers' pay push, 4% a year for 2 years? They want that $1,000 public sector wage cap abolished. That's the first start, but they're ramping up their campaign as of today.